We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted word from God's servant, Pastor Wale Tejumade. Get ready for a transformation.
See after me, the healing Jesus. The healing Jesus. That's the simple title of my message tonight. However, before you get to know about the healing Jesus, you need to know the Jesus himself. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Gospels according to St. Matthew chapter number 8. Matthew chapter number 8. Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter number 8. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Matthew chapter number 8. I want to read verses 16 to 17. Pastor Simbo had quoted, you know, verse number 17 of it. Matthew chapter number 8, 16 to 17. Let me know if you are able to display Bible verses. If not, I can just... Are you able to display Bible verses, please? Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Matthew chapter number 8, 16 to 17. I'd like them to see it on the screen. He says, when evening had come, they brought to him, you see that H in capital letter, that denotes the person of Jesus. They brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word. And he did what? And he healed all who were sick. Next verse, please. He says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Father, breathe upon your word tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the healing Jesus. Before you get to meet the healing Jesus, you need to first of all meet the redeeming Jesus, the saving Jesus. In Matthew chapter number 1, if you start reading from verse number 18 downward, Bible did an introduction of the person of Jesus. Bible tells us, you know, about the man called Joseph and how he was betrothed to a lady called Mary. Bible tells us that Mary, you know, took him. And Joseph was nursing it in his heart to be able to put Mary away clandestinely, you know, just such that he was not going to bring, you know, shame onto Mary. The Bible for that says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph and said to him, say, the child in the womb of your betrothed wife, you know, Mary, is the child of the Holy Spirit. Bible tells us specifically. It says, you shall call his name Jesus. If you read verse number 21, it says, you shall call his name Jesus. And it tells you why his name will be Jesus. It says, because he will save his people from their sins. Before you can be introduced yet again to the healing Jesus, you've got to meet the redeeming Jesus. The Jesus that saves. If you go through your Bible, then you then begin to see after the birth of Jesus, all sorts of things, you know, that happened. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. As a matter of fact, in John chapter number 1, Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word. It says the Word was with God. It says the Word was God. It says he was in the beginning. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. He says, he was, all things were made through him. He says, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Bible says in verse number 4, he says, in him, he was talking about Jesus. He says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. He says, and this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is not comprehended. I went this route to letting you know tonight that Jesus is not a New Testament phenomenon. He's not someone that was introduced in the New Testament. If you go through the Bible yet again, beginning from the book of Genesis, you would understand some of all these things that I'm talking about. Jesus simply is God. Jesus is God in human form, in human flesh. As a matter of fact, if you read further down of the same book of John chapter number 1, Bible tells us in from verse number 10, it says, he was in the world and the world was made through him. He says, and the world did not know him. Bible says, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Verse number 12, but as many that received him, to them he gave the right. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. The Greek word there is interpreted exousia. It's a delegated authority or delegated power. That's the capacity to become. To them, he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. I love verse number 16 so very much. It says, and this same word became flesh. Again, when you take a look at your Bible, when you take a look at the screen, you see that word in capital letter W. All right, that's a pronoun of the person of Jesus. Jesus is also referred to as the word. Bible says in verse number 14, it says, and the word became flesh. Can you give me that message translation? It says, and the word became flesh. It says, and will beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I want you to see what the message translation says. He talks about the word, that's Jesus himself, that's God himself, leaving his throne in heaven and coming on earth, dining and wining with men. 33 and a half years, according to Bible scholars. Take a look at what the message translation says. The message says, the word became flesh and blood. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. And did what? Moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes. This was John's account. Hallelujah. The one of a kind glory, like father, like son. Generous inside and out. True from start to finish. He came to his own. His own did not receive him. But the ones who received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. In the third chapter of the book of John, verse number 16, Bible tells us, it says, because God loves the world so much, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in that son shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In case you don't understand what that means, that simply says that, how many of you know that after now, after this part of the EU, you know, this earth, there is a hereafter. I believe you all know, right? So if you breathe your last today or right now, there is a destination for everybody. Saved and unsaved, everybody's got a destination. It's either heaven or hell. But God, in his power, in his majesty, left his throne above and then came on earth and began to walk on earth. There are several accounts of this. For example, this was John's account. So it was true that people actually beheld him. That was what the Bible could tell you of all the things that we have seen, that we have heard, that we have taught, of the things of life that our hands have handled. He says, these are the things that we brought to you. So that he walked on earth was a reality. Jesus wasn't, the Jesus that walked on earth wasn't just an ordinary man. That was God, Yahweh himself, who left his throne above to come on earth. You may want to ask me. So Peter, why would he do that? Because prior to him doing that, each time a man sins, you go buy ram, goat, heifer, bulls, and all of that, and then you bring it to Pastor Daniel Folarin if you attend Great Haven, or you take it to Pastor Sumbo if you attend Life Impact. Then, being the priest, they will slaughter it and use the blood and the fat of that animal for the atonement of your sins. But there was an error in there. Both the ram and the priest, they are both sinners. Plus the person who had sinned in himself. That's why Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church in Rome, in Romans 2 number 4, declares, he says, if the blood of goat and heifer and ram and all those animals, if they were sufficient, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. So the Father could no longer bear those human bloods. I mean, them, you know, blood of animals. You know one of the reasons why? Because he cleanses you from the sin in immediate. Which is very possible that before you even exit the front of the priest, you would have committed yet another sin. I don't want to go too deep tonight because I figure that many of you are students. So that's the reason why if you go through your Bible, you'll find five types of sacrifices there. sin offering, burnt offering, grain offering, you know, all those, you find all of them. They were doing all those things. Then God thought to himself, for how long would they continue to kill animals? I want you to think for a second. Imagine Jesus didn't come. And for all the sins you've committed, don't forget that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So each time you sin, for you to be able to stand right before God, blood would have to be shed. So the blood of animal would have to be shed. An animal would have to be killed. So I want you to think about this for a second. Imagine, just perhaps for the sins you've committed today, for the person you've chosen not to forgive today, for the exaggeration you perhaps have made today, for the unkindness you've given to someone today, for the person who was coming behind you that you were supposed to hold the door for, that you didn't hold the door for today, for the lie you've told today. Think about that. Then think about all the ones you've been making since your birth. How many animals would have been killed on your behalf? By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name
I come alive
to declare,
to declare your victory.
The resurrected King. Come on the drums if you want to. He's resurrected.
He's resurrected.
By your spirit, by your spirit,
I will rise
from the ashes,
of defeat.
Because the resurrected
King, resurrected,
is resurrecting.
Is resurrected.
In your name, oh Lord, in your name, I'll come
alive
to declare. The resurrected. One more time. One more time now.
Is resurrecting me.
By your spirit
I will rise from the ashes of defeat.
The resurrected.
He's resurrecting.
In your name. In your name. To the cloud, like a man, no matter, patana matala, because the
resurrected is resurrected.
So, how many heifer, how many goats, how many lambs, how many pigeon, how many blood would have been shed for you? See, this was why Jesus came, essentially to save you and I, such that we can spare the goat. Hallelujah. And for some of us like this that love goat meat, we can still partake, eat goat meat with all joy. Come on, celebrate Jesus in this house. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. For those of you that love chicken, so that you can eat chicken without guilt. Essentially, this was why he came. If anybody teaches you otherwise, that he came to give you success, can I tell you the truth? He just even didn't come to heal you. You must understand that he came essentially to reconcile you back to the Father. When this understanding is settled, to walk in health, to walk in success, to walk in prosperity, to walk in wholeness, will become very easy. But because this, come and celebrate Jesus if you may in this house tonight. But because this same Jesus hasn't been properly sold to you, that's the reason why some of you have what I call transactionary relationship with him. Say, Lord, if you give me A in that paper, I will sign up to become a worker in my church and I will continue to serve. If you don't, I will not serve you again. Listen, God is God, God is good. But your testimony will not stop God from being God. that he does whatever thing he does for you, or he doesn't do that which you desire, it doesn't change his place. So the Father himself thought and then sent the gift of Jesus. Listen, your salvation package is a complete package. Everything is wrapped into it. Everything is hidden in it. But your understanding must be right. Listen, it's not a problem for you to be having challenges academically and because of that run to Great Haven, run to Life Impact, or run to Lofty Heights and say you want to know God. That's very beautiful. But it will become a problem if the reason why you're staying in a relationship with God is because of your desire for academic success. Oh, 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 without Jesus, this life is a mess. Beyond the salvation, the redemption of your soul, it is in that package, that same package. And you've seen an hamper before, right? Like Christmas hamper and all of that. Every other thing is hidden. You are sick, you come into a relationship with God, that's beautiful. But don't stay in the relationship because you want him to heal you. Listen, until your conviction and your profession becomes, Lord, if I pass that exam or I do not pass that exam, you remain my God. You are not ready for a walk with him. Until your conviction becomes, Lord, if you heal me of this cancerous growth or not, you are my God. You are not ready for a growth. Until we can boldly say, Yahweh, I desire you. That you give me a child of mine. Until whether you give me the child or you don't give me the child, I just want you to know that you are my God. Daily as I live, as often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Sing daily as I live, soften as I breathe, let my whole life
be expressions of your grace.
I cry, Abba Father,
we cry, Abba Father.
Hallowed be your name. I cry, Abba Father, yeah. Hallowed be your name, oh God. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. I cry, Abba Father.
I cry,
Hallowed be your name. So in that salvation package, that is where healing is. Pastor Simba told us earlier on, this healing rain that's falling, it's been falling in our ministry, Lofty Heights Christian Center, since September. I'll begin to call out certain cases right now, and you see people stepping forward, and you see instant healings and miracles taking place here now. In that package, your healing is there. Jesus paid everything. He thought about you. Bible says we do not have a high priest who is not moved by the feelings of our infirmities. Come on now. He says the same way we are being tempted, he was also tempted. So he walked the earth such that when you say, I'm having headache, things are not going the way I planned, someone is backstabbing me, I'm wondering if I can succeed. I'm tired. I don't have strength. You would understand exactly what you're talking about. In Matthew chapter number 8, verses 1 to 3. Matthew 8, 1 to 3. Listen, I sense very strongly around here the spirit of depression. It's stinking. You'll see it flying out very shortly. My son that led the opening prayer confirmed it. Very kanakupa ramanodi yadaba. The mistakes the devil made over your destiny, if you're a student, even if you're not a student, you're under the sound of my voice, it was allowing you to be under my voice tonight. To experience this visitation, you must be hungry. You must be thirsty. You must be hungry. You must be thirsty. Matthew chapter number 8, 1 to 3. Give me on the screen, please. And Jesus said to him, Matthew 8, 1 to 3. Who is on that system, please? Matthew 8, 1 to 3. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. See that age again? That was Jesus. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Hold on a second. He did not say, if you are willing, you should be able to. Or I think you will make me clean. He knew that Jesus had the power to make him clean. Whatever it is in your life tonight that requires healing, your finances may need healing. Your marital destiny may require healing. Your home may be in need of healing. Your academic pursuits may be in need of healing. Begin to think about them right now and begin to present them unto God, letting him know that I know that you can. He says, and behold, he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He asked a question, right? Look at the next verse now. Bible says, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Did you notice that Jesus did not seek his permission before he touched him? He asked a question. If you are willing, you can make me heal. What Jesus should have done should have been, oh, I'm willing. Then he should then proceed and lay his hands. But he didn't do that. The moment he said to Jesus, I know if you are willing, you can make me clean. Bible says Jesus put out his hand and touched him. And saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Bible says immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know the simple importation of this verse of the Bible? Jesus is willing to heal you much more than you're willing to be healed. That healing journey begins with one thing, a call, so that we can go into ministrations. It must be first the Lord of your life. To walk in it wholly, wholly, you must surrender your all unto him. He came to save you. When you are truly saved, you confess his lordship. Healing is there. Success is there. Promotion is there. Everything is there. You know what is much more important even in that? It causes the devil not to have any say over your destiny again.
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.